Wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, let's continue from where we left off yesterday. And we're in the Inyanim of Tumas Kohanim. So we'll pick it up from where we left off yesterday. Al Pi Din. We mentioned that Lamaisa, there is a major machlokes as to whether a kohen can be metamit to a mace akum ba'oha. Major machlokes. According to Tyson Bob Mitzia and Kufidalam Maralev, a kohen is not allowed to be metamit to a mace akum in three ways: maga, touching, masa, caring, really not touching, and also oha, in the same roof. The Yireim and the other extreme claims that a mace akum is completely mutter to be metame, both ohel, maga, and masa, all three. It's a tremendous chiddush, the Yireim. And then the middle sheet is the Rambam, where the Rambam paskas the mace akum is metame, but maga, masa, but not the oil. Machlokes Tanakam, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we mentioned yesterday. But the bottom line is that the Machaber and the Ramah both say yesh lahachmer, that a mace akum is metame ba'oil, and that's why the Rav Zatzal and Rav Moshe Zatzal were very against a kohen going to medical school because of the psak of the Machaber and the Ramah that they say yesh lahachmer. It's very hard to get around that yesh lahachmer that they said that you should not be mekel, and therefore you work with a cadaver under the same roof and ceiling. So obviously, how can a kohen go to medical school? Al pi halacha. It's very hard to get around that mechaber and the ramah. Very, very hard. The grismoishes in your day chelik gimel simen kuf nun hey. It's very hard lamaisa to come up with a kula. But there is an interesting machloikis that comes up in the Gemara in Meseches Nazir. And Daphne Dalin is in Rabin, Rav Yosef, like Abi Tumas Chiburin. Tumas Chiburin, Lamaisa, means that if you are touching one mace, are you allowed to touch another mace? And therefore, is it considered to be okay? So, Rav Yosef in that sugya is Machmer and says, no. Allah Lamaisa, just because you're touching one mace doesn't mean that you have a heter to touch another mace. And the Ravid argues and says, no, we paskin like Rabbah, that is Mako. So, Lamaisa, that's a tremendous machlaikis between Rab and Rav Yosef, machlaikis Ramam Ravid, Al Pidin. And the truth of the matter is that if you held like this Ravid, where the Ravid seems to write Beferish in Hilchos Naziris, that Bisman Azeh, since all Kohanim, everyone's Tamei Mace, then there should be no Isser of Tumas Kohanim at all, according to the Shittas HaRavid, which is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush to hold like that Ravid. And the Rambam says, not that way. The Rambam says, Allah Lamaisa, while you're touching the Mace, Allah Lamaisa, it's mutter to touch another Mace. But once you have stopped touching the Mace, you're not allowed to be Metami yourself. And halacha lamaisa, even if you would hold like that Ravid, that one like who holds like Rabba, that once you touch the mace, even if you're not touching the mace, you can touch another mace. The Rabbeinu Tam says it has to be that same day, or otherwise it will be messed up the count of the hazah shlishi v'shri, because you have to be sprinkled from the mechatas or the poradumas ashes with the water. So the Ravid is a tremendous chiddush, and the Mishnah Melech actually discusses Perak Alphalach Agim, if you put together the Ravid with that Yireim and make a Sveik Sveikim. Because usually the Ravid and the Yireim are Shittas that have been slugged up. The Yireim, we mentioned that a Meisach was not a Tam at all. Plus the Ravid that says, once you're Tameh Lamaisa, there's no Isra of subsequent Tumu. So it's very, those Shittas are very, extreme. And they're tremendous Kulas. So basically they have, we don't really accept those Shittas, Halacha Lamaisa. And it's very hard to what? Very hard to be mekel halacha lemaisa in this realm. The truth is, even according to the Ravid, it's a question what the Ravid meant when he said that everything is mutter because everyone's tamei mace. Did he mean you're not chayav malchus, but there's still an iser? And Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuvas that it's mutter legamri. That according to the Ravid, no, he meant that it's mutter legamri. Once you're tamei mace, there's no iser to metame yourself further. even if you're not touching. And the Dogalim Revolva in Shinayim Beis, the noted Yehuda says, according to the Ravid, it's not true. There's no Malkus, but there's still a residue of being an Issa D'Oraisa. Poshup Shadi says, Asa Midrash, not just the Rabbonim. So even the Ravid himself is never Makel. He said you wouldn't be Loka if you're Moshe Faltum Masa. But Lamaisa, you would still be an Issa D'Oraisa. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he says that the Dogon Levava wrote this after Lamaisa. He quotes that his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, met the Noda Buda in Prague, and that whole discussion of what the Ravid, what the Pshat and the Ravid is. And at the end of the day, the Noda Buda was Chozerbo, Halacha Lamaisa, and he claimed he was Chozerbo. They had a whole discussion back and forth, and he was Chozerbo. And if you look in the Dogon Revava, what he wrote in the Dogon Revava was after he was Chozerbo, that he held that it was this Taka, not Mutal Lagami, he held it was Taka Usser. And the truth is, if you look in the Tzmim Deim, which was written by the Ravid himself in Simon Reish Lamed Vav, he writes explicitly that there's an Isser. So when even the Ravid that is quoted, there's a major machlekes, did he mean Mutal Lagami, did Mosef Al Tumas, or did he mean, no, you're just not Loka, but there's still an Issa D'Oraisa. And the truth is, if you look in the Ravid, where they found the Tzmim Deim, says Beferish, there's an Issa D'Oraisa. So you see Beferish, Lamaisa, that even that Rive, it's highly questionable to say whether it was Mutal Lagamri. So, but if you took the Rive straight up like a Bikivagar, plus the Urayim, the Mishnah Melech discusses, can't make a fake fake out of it. It's very hard to say such a thing. He himself, in the end of the piece, says you cannot. So the Pashtus is a coin should not be able to go to medical school at all, because we're Machmer that may Sakam is Metame Boyo. That's the bottom line. There is a heter, famous heter, that Rav Goren Zatzal points out in his Sefer. It's in the Sefer Torah Serafua. Here's the Maram HaKaimis from yesterday and today, if you guys want to take. In the Sefer Torah Serafua and Amud Reish Mem Beis, he says, Beferish, you pass out the Maram HaKaimis for today, yesterday's and today's. He writes the following Chiddush. And this will bring us to this topic of Cherev Haru Kechol. He wants a tiny halacha lemaisa, tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And that is that there's two days as to whether a kohen is muzer in the isser of Cherev Haru Kechol. What is Cherev Haru Kechol? Thank you, Yoni. It says in the Poskin Chumash, in Parshas Chukas, Chol asher yige al pnei asada becholol cherev obomeis v'goymer yidme shivas yomim. Says in Parshas Chukas, Perek Yutes, Posek Tet Zayin, that anyone who touches a mace, a sword that touches the mace, is Yitme Shivas Yomim. So the Gemara in Nazar and then Gimel and Beis has a drosha, Cherev Hareu Kecholo. Meaning the extra word, Lamaisa, of Cherev is extra. It's coming to tell me that a Cherev that a person is killed with is like the corpse. Now what is the Avi Avos HaTumah in the Mishnayis? Is the mace. So if a sword touches a mace, it has the same degree of tumah. That's the chiddush of the Gemara I want you to get. Nun gimel and beis in nazar. Cherev hareyu kechol. So the sword has the same degree of avos tumah. So before we get into this whole, I want to get into the background of this topic of cherev hareyu kechol. But basically the upshot of Rav Goren Zatzal's heter is as follows. There's two days, we'll see the days, Bishop, as to whether a Kohen is Muzhar. Muzhar means warned. Is he over the Isser of Tumah that comes from a sword or not? So there's two days. So if you assume, like the Shita, that it's Makel, that a Kohen is only also in time of a mace, but not to a sword that touched the mace. So he says like this, why don't you put on a ring that the mace was wearing? Have a Yisrael or a Levi. Take the ring off that a mace was touching, which is metal. It'll have the same degree of tumah, lamaisa, but it's considered to be, and then put it on his finger, not in the same room as the mace, and then based on tumah's kiburim that we learn, it's like he's touching the cherev the whole time. And therefore, it's no problem to what? It's no problem. It's like you get your cake and you eat it too, because he's what? He's able to what? He's able to wear the ring because it's not Muzar in that Isser of Tumah coming from the sword, right? But at the same time, it's like he's touching a mace. So therefore, let him work with the cadaver. That was the heter of Rav Goren. It's an ingenious heter. I want you to get it down, but we don't accept this heter.
Flashy boring. outside of other mace, like to Cherev also?
Well, let's see the tainus with this, but let's understand the heter, that's the heter of Goron Tzatzal. So two tainus on this. Number one, I think this is what you're driving at, Daniel. I think Rav Blyth once pointed out that maybe Tubis Chaburin is only if you did an Isser and you're touching a mace. It doesn't have to be an Isser, but it was to a mace. So, and the stoma, maybe you could come up with a het that was a mace mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be that you attack over an Isser. But maybe Tubis Chaburin could only be generated as you were metame with one mace, and then you're touching the mace and you can go vaiter with that. Who says that the Isser of Tubis Chaburin will emerge in a situation of tumor we're not muzaran? That was his taina. Okay, it's a taina. It's an interesting taina. But I think what the stronger taina might be is as follows, and that is that we have a din, and Minchas Chinuch actually brings this up, we have a din based on Tezim, Baba Kama, Da Bezim, and Bez, that another sword that touches this sword, what's the din? In other words, if you have a sword that touches a mace, and then you take that sword and touch another sword, that other sword does not become an aviyavos atuma. It lowers a level, it becomes an avatuma. So you see that it cannot make, the cheriv is not as strong as a mace. You follow me? It's not as powerful as a mace. See, a mace that touches a sword makes that sword aviyavos atuma like the mace. A sword can't make another sword. So you see, it's not as strong. So mehecha teisi that one could say, the pashtus is that, you know what, is that we consider it to be, you know, you're not muzer and cherechol, okay, that's fine, but who says we view it at all as that it's chiburin? You follow what I'm saying? Okay, you get Rav Blake's kasha is one kasha, but we're saying lemaisa a different kasha, and that is who says it's a strong lemaisa. So it's a tremendous hetter, as I said, we don't really accept it. Rav Gardens, that's always a great goin. And Tzadik Lamaisa, but the Lamaisa we find it difficult as Rav Moshe Zatzal and the Rav Zatzal based on the Mechaber Amor, Yesh Lahachmer. How do you get behind that Yesh Lahachmer? Very difficult. You want to say he wants you to do it for Pikuch Nefesh? What do you mean? It's not only Pikuch Nefesh. Who said that he has to become the doctor, become Pikuch Nefesh? Let the Levin Yisrael become the person to do Pikuch Nefesh. Not the Kohen. Very, very problematic. And then you have all the subsequent questions that emerge. If he's doing it, can you give him an aliyah? I mean, you know, it's not poshut. Lamaisa, can you give him an aliyah? A coin that's metame lemeise. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to give him aliyah as a coin. So you're going to give the guy an aliyah, you're going to let him duchen. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a coin that's metame lemeise, you can't let him duchen. So maybe you could say, but he's relying on Rav Hankin, Rav Gardens, that's al shita, maybe. I don't know, is he doing that though? His stomach's not wearing that ring. Or maybe he's holding like the Ravid. It's questionable, that Ravid, right? Maybe he's holding like the Urayan. So it's not so posh, you know. It's not so posh, I'm saying you can't give him an aliyah. Because maybe he says he's lying on the Ravid, or because Vegas shot in the Ravid. It's against the Tamim Daim himself. Maybe he's holding like the Urayan. So Lumaisa, I wanted to now focus now on this subtopic of Cheruk Echolo. Then we got to get to the other thing. Yes, Moshe.
To utilize the Urayan's heter, is there a way to ascertain if
the Urayan? Yeah, the Urayim said the Beis Akim is there's no Isser, there's no Maga, Mas, or Oyo. That's a sheet, it's not a Heter.
Right.
You mean Rav Goyren, you mean?
I mean, Heter that we're utilizing the Urayim sheet before, is there a way to ascertain whether the cadaver is from a Jew or non Jew?
Rove in America are Goyim. That's what we assume. I don't know if you can ascertain. But it doesn't make a difference because at the end of the day, there you have the Machabra Mod that says Yesh Lachra by Beis Akim, even if it is a Goy. Says Yesh Lachmer, you shouldn't be metame loyal, but may sakum.
This wouldn't even get off the ground in a place like Israel, probably, would it? I mean, I'm assuming, do countries reuse the cadavers in their own?
Well, Rav Gorin's had to would. Rav Gorin's had doesn't make any difference with the may sakum or may Yisrael.
Right.
You're using Kerar Kachol, right? So, okay, good. So it's very questionable. Had to live, we should. I've had Talmidim, you know, they go into sciences. Cohen shouldn't go to medical school. Yes, Daniel, you had a kasha. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Ask it now, quickly.
So,
yeah.
Should Jewish universities not allow Kohanim to
accept them?
Pre-med or?
I mean, like in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, I don't know if they're running up Yalochit. They're running up Yalochit. I don't know if they are. I don't think, you know. I mean, theoretically, if they would be. Theoretically, you would say what?
Yeshiva University.
Well, I don't think it's under the auspices, though, is it? Yeah, I don't think it's under our auspices anymore, is it?
No, to do pre to have
do pre-med.
Pre-med.
Oh,
major biology.
Oh, I don't know. That's interesting because you can always do, you never know if they're going to be a doctor, you know. You never know they're going to be a doctor, right? So they can always do other things. But we recommend that they shouldn't unless you could be a biologist or scientist, you know, things of that sort. But we recommend really against it. Now, dentists, I don't know, you got to look into that, what they do with dentists. I'm not sure. Yes, Moisha.
I don't know if this is brought up. I mean, would there be another leniency that for family lines that haven't preserved their lineage so clearly, they could rely on the fact that they just don't assume that they're gone?
Yeah, but we normally assume that Kohane Chazaka. It's a good point you bring up, but usually we assume there's only a few families that are Kohanim Yuchasim, Rappaport family, right? They have a Shtar Yuchsin all the way back, but all the other Kohanim are Kohanim Chazaka. But usually for all areas of the Arisa, we use a Chazaka. So certainly in this manner, we would say the same thing. I don't think that would be a sniff to be making. So the Pashtus is L'maisa. That's what we try to recommend. Okay. So I want to comment a little bit more on this topic of Cherev Kachal. Now, there is a sheet in Rishonim. I didn't get a chance to look it up. I have to look it up. You look it up in the Encyclopedia Talmudim. I don't remember whose sheet it is. I think there's a sheet in the Rishonim that says you only say Cherev Kachal by a weapon. I mean, the weapon that killed the guy. Now, we don't hold like that, okay? But I want you to know there's a sheet. There is a sheet. I didn't get a chance to look it up before sharing in the Encyclopedia Talmudim. But if I'm not mistaken, there is such a sheet, okay? However, as I said, all the other Rishonim do not accept this. Any piece of metal that touches a mace becomes a halacha of Cherev Aruch Kachol. Okay? And the truth of the matter is that Reb Chaim Kohen once said, Rabbeinu Tam actually once said, there's an interesting machlokes in Avodas and Tyson Nazar and Daphne Dal and Mebeis between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Basically, Rabbeinu Tam's writes that to create Cherev HaKachal, you don't have to do it through Maga. You can even do it through an oil. That means if the sword was in the same roof, a piece of metal is under the same ceiling as a mace, it would also attain Cherev HaKachal. So that was the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. So you know Reb Chaim Kohen sent back to him, he said to him, you know what? He said a pun on words. He says, Ezu Bais Asher Tivna Li. He said, any house you build, I won't be able to live in, basically, he said. I mean, you have eyeglasses or anything metal that was, you know, in the situation around a mace, then how could a coin ever go in that house? So that was a very important kasha that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen sent back to Rabbeinu Tam. You're going to tell me everything is created with that? So the pshat that Rav Ganach Shlita once said from the Sefer HaShlom and Brachas and Daf Yutesim and Aleph, and the Meiri has the same thing. I want you to get this distinction. The Vort is as follows. The Rabbeinu Tam would respond to create, to get Cherev HaKachal, it only works through Maga. And that's talking frequent, right? That the metal thing actually touches the mace. But in other words, once the metal piece has touched the mace, then it can generate tumor. That's what I meant, says Rabbeinu Tam. Once it touched the mace, then it's tame through maga, mas, and oho. But to get it, you understand what I'm saying? To create it, to generate a cherev hakachol, you have to distinguish and say that it's only going to be through the means of maga. So there's no problem, Kohanim, living in your house. Because the bottom line is, how often does the metal even touch the mace? Okay, there might have been metal under the same roof as the mace, but that doesn't make it a cherev hakachol. You follow me? So that's the response that Rabbeinu Tam would respond back to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Because in the Tosis on Nazar Nundalis, it doesn't state his response. But that's what Ganei actually the ones wanted to tell us, based on that Hashloma, the Miri has in Brachas, and David Tesmas, that Chiluk, a very sharp Chiluk, Al Pidin. But Lamaisa, one sec, Daniel, the Rambam writes in Pirakei, and Ilchos Tumas Ameis, that Kalim, their Nitpa Mace, whether it's Maga, whether it's Ohel, is like the mace itself. And just like the mace is metame, someone who touches it, ben adam, ben kalim, tumashiva, the kalim, their nitbu b'mace, are also metame, tumashiva. So that's the Rambam in Pirik. Again, Pirik Halacha Gimel, he points out the din of Cherev HaKachol. So is that dafka by metal, or is it even by other materials? Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam and Nozer and Afnun Dal, Munaf, the Rashi and Sochim, and the Ravid, and Hilchos, tumas mace, Halacha Gimel, Pirik Halacha Gimel, says the only time you say Cherev HaKachol becomes Aviyah Vosatum is only by metal. So let's get it. That group of Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Ravid, The only time you're going to say Cherev HaKol is by metal. But the Rambam, the Ri, and the Ramban, and Parshas Chukas, and the Bartanura are all cholik on this, and they say any kalim or begodim, as long as it's not a kli cheres. Kli cheres never can become the Avat Tumah forever, right? So any material, any kli or any begodim that are nogea lomaisa, that are nogea the mace, can in fact be avi avos atumah. And the Vilna Gaon here in our Siman, in the Siman Shin Samechtes, has all the shittas here, halacha lomaisa. So it's interesting. So also we have to point out, that's regarding the scope of the din. Regarding Cherev HaKol, is it only ligin in maga, or is it ligin in maso ma ohel as well? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis Pirkei Halacha Gimel says it's only the gabi maga, meaning that halacha lemaisa, that if the sword becomes tameh, you can't touch that sword because that it's an isser of maga, but it doesn't become tameh b'masa v'ohel, and that's what Rashi writes in Chulin. However, the Ramban in Parshas Chukas argues, and he says Cherev HaKol is usher to touch it; it's maga and masa, but not ohel. And then the third sheet is that Tyson Nazar and the Dal and the Bays and the Rash in the Mishnais and Olos and the Bartanura that say Lak, Stock, and Barrel. Cherev HaKol is regarding Maga, Masa, and Ohal. So there are three sheetas. And not only that, the Dinos Kakol Mili Kemes Atzmo, a feeling in Shia, Bokeh of Ola, Betumer, Tzutza. Just like the mace, the tumor shoots straight up, the sword also shoots straight up. So there are three sheetas in Rishon as to Lomaisa. Once you have a Cherev HaKol, what level of tumor does it generate? One sheet that says maga, another sheet that says mago masa. The first sheet that we said was the Rambam and Rashi. The second sheet is the Ramban, who says it's not just maga, it's mamas and tais and nuz, and the Rash and the Bartanura say it's all three halachal maisa. Now, when you have a sword that touches a mace, it's tame shivas yom, tame tuma shiva. Do you need hazah shlishi v'shvi? So the Ramban in Parshas Chukas says you don't. That's another kuli, you see. Mace is all generates hazah shlishi v'shvi. But the Cherev HaKol says not. And Tyson Nazar says it does. He says, someone's in time of a klishi nibbim, a mace, and hazah shlishi v'shlishi. And the first Yisrael writes, Rov Rabbi Hussein, who hold like the Tyson, that it does generate shvi v'shlishi. Now, what's the din if someone became tummy with a kli that was nipped of a mace, meaning a sword, and then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash or eats korbanos? Is he chayv karis or a korban? So the Rambam writes, he's chayv karis. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, in Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, and the Ravid says he's potter. Interesting din. And also, let's note, is a nazar megaleach on this type of tumu, that he touches the sword. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Nazirus, Halachas Paschas, and a megaleach alav, and the Ravid asks on him, what do you mean? You just said if you go into the Beis HaMikdash with it, you're chayv karis. And we paskin that any tumim min ames we learned yesterday, any tumim min ames, anozer megalech lov, chayv lov Beis HaMikdash. Chol tumim min ames, anozer, ain chayv lov Beis HaMikdash. It's a peladik a Rambam, where the Rambam says chayv karis. On the other hand, the Rambam says, beferish, Allah lomaisa, you're not megalech on tumis chayv kachol. So what about the tumis kohanim? So let's get it. Allah lomaisa. What were the shittas? The Rambam and Perek Gimel Chos Ovel and the Tais and Nazar and Nundales and Chul and Kuf Dalanov said it's mutter for a coin to be metame with Tumah of Cherev HaKol. It's not Muzahar. So let's get it. The Rambam and the Taisus and the Ramah in Yordan Shin Samachtes quotes from the Kolbo, Shem the Sefi Arayim in the Chuvas Arashba that Kohanim are Asurim Latame Lecher Shenitma Behemes. And the Beis Hillel on the side of the page in Yordan says it's Muchuk from Taisus and Nazar that it's also even bo'oil from that question, so I want you to note, though, the Ramah does quote the Chuvas HaRashba, and he says, Yesh Mekilin. And that's the Maskanas HaRamah. So you see that a coin is not Muzar, Mi'ikaradin, that's the way he decides the Ramah in the tomb of the Cherev HaKol. Now, when we say Cherev HaKol, it's not just said by a kli that touches the mace, but it's even a kli that touches an adam. I want you to get this. Cherev HaKol is not just a sword that touches the mace, but it's also said regarding a man that touched the what? Touched the mace. Even a kli that touched the man, there's not a time of mace, like an avkamo. So not only does the sword become avi avosatuma, there's a notion that the sword can be an avosatuma. But a kli that touched another kli, we said, no way. That original kli is avi avosatuma, but the second kli will be an avatuma. Halach lamais. Okay. Ramban has a comment. Va'anachnu ba'avonasinu t'mei ha'goldus l'yadana v'taras ha'kodesh ad yiralein ha'ruach b'morum yizruk alein ha'mayim toyim v'niter. Amen cheni rotz meri amenu. We should know these dinim, Allah l'maisa, that we should observe. So this is the notion of cherev k'cholol, and that's the head that the Rav Goyren has. As I said, it's quite difficult, but l'maisa, we should recommend that the Kohanim do not go to medical school. Daniel, you had a kasha before. Yeah, you got it? Okay, good. Okay, let's continue now, l'maisa, in the siman that we have. We get to Bez Hashem. Okay, we left off yesterday, Shinayin Beis and Siv Beis. Let's get it. Shinayin Beis, Siv Beis, that's where we left off. Okay. And that is the following. The Mechaber writes in Siv Beis, Nochum Lazar Melelech HaKivri Akum. The Mechaber Paskin's bottom line, Yesh Lahakmer and Tumis Meis Akum Oil. Like we said, that's what the Mechaber says. And the Ramal says the same thing. Ramah says, even though they're Yesh Mekilim, the bottom line is, he says, Nochum Lahakmer. So that's why they can't go to medical school, someone asks him. Okay, I mean, how do you get around this Mechaber Ramah? It's an often a Mechaber Ramah, Shinayin Beis, Siv Beis. Okay? The Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkon Vav quotes the Tshuva Zeshev Koye that writes, Tumas oil, Tumas Akum boils Meikar Adin, it's not a Chumra Baalma. Add that on. Add that on, Lamaisa. Mechaber must be Shlachim, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the Tshuva Zeshev Koye, it's Meikar Adin. Taisis and Bob Metziu, Kufi Dalam and Aleph, we said. By Eliyahu Novi, right? So the note of Yudah, look in the dog and Ravava there, which we had said before in the beginning of Shir, he says, well, if you have that ribit of P, the Havana, the Mishnah Melech, there should be no Isser Bizman Hazeh for a Kohanim to Metam L'meis at all, even a Jewish mace, since the Kohen is not Muzer on Tumah, because everyone's Tummy. He's already Tummy. He says, either Allah is not brewer like a ribit, let's make a fake Sekit. Shema, the Halach is like the ribit, and if not, maybe he's a Goy, and a Goy is not Metam of all, according to certain Shittas, like the Rambam. And he says, if someone wanted to be Mekel to walk on Kivrei Akum, ain't Mochin B'yado. That's the way he writes it. And then he concludes, L'maisa, it's possible that according to the Rambam, there's an Isser for Kohanim Metam B'yom. But there's no Malkus. Therefore, there's no Heter. And therefore, a Kohen that has no clothes on, we learned yesterday, he doesn't have to leave immediately, he could get dressed first. We were a little bit bothered by that because we said in the beginning of Shir, it's an Issa D'Raisa. Kavod HaBriyus is Doich and Issa D'Ravama. Kavod HaBriyus is Doich and Issa D'Ravama. It's not Doich and Issa D'Raisa. So if it says Issa D'Raisa, you've got to leave immediately. We don't give him time to wait. Unless you say what we learned yesterday from the Yad Avram and the Mishnah Chacham, the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifka, and Dalet, that there's a difference if you went into the house in an Issa or you're already in the house Beheter. If you're already in the house Beheter, Allah Almighty, so maybe there's more room to be Mekel because that's Shev Altase. And then covered up is Dochel Otase in Veshev Altase form. So maybe that's what he means. I'm a little bit bothered by it because he says in the end of the piece, Kamot Tumu B'drabonin. But the Tumim Deim said it was a Nisid Yeraisa. Grant, you're not like it, but it's a Nisid Yeraisa. So why does he say it's a Tumim B'drabonin? That's what I was bothered by here with this Dogon Revolve. You follow me? Why do you call it Lamaisa? Is it an Nisid Yeraisa's remark? It's not like it, but what do you think? So he says, Linin Isser. Ulayaf, this is Torah, Maida. So he says, this is Torah. So what's going on? This is Torah. So if it's an Isser Torah, Lamaisa, you shouldn't what? You should tell him to get out of the apartment right away. Why do you wait him to what? Why do you wait to get his clothes on, right? Covered up, this is Dok Nisser Rabban. Not Nisser Rabban, this is Nisser Rabban. Maybe the Torah says it's Shev Al Tasek. Because he came in there before there was a mace. You follow? If he went in there's a mace and you're over at Bakum Betzeh. But if he came in the apartment, Lamaisa, we said, yes, sir, Nishis Chom Yad Avron, Pesach Tshuva, maybe Shev Al Tasek, cover the reason, don't you Shev Al Tasek. So the bottom line is that the Ravid Poshup Shad, maybe it's not like you, it's Nisid Yeraisa. Okay, fine. This leads us to the following now, Lamaisa. Let's lead us to the following. And that is now Simon Shinai and Gimel. There is a din of Safinin. What is Safinin? Safini means you're not allowed to feed Ketanim Yisuru. It's Gemara in Yevamos, Kuf Yudal of an Aleph. It's a Poskin Chumash, in the beginning of Parshas Emor. Emor ala Kwanim Ne'aru Amarta. Lahazer G'doylam ala Ketanim, Rashi quotes there in the Chumash. Mikan Mitzuvim Lomaisa G'doylam Shalotamim Yadayim. And we're mitzvah l'maisa that the gedolim should not be metame the ketan. You don't place a cotton in the Besak forest. You don't place a cotton in the Besak forest. So halacha l'maisa, it's wrong. That's called safinin. You're feeding him an isser. You're feeding the guy an isser. So we have then three surim, the Gemara says. Let's get it down. Dam, shrotzim, and what else? And tumas meis. The three areas in halacha. So therefore, there's a din of safinin. The Beis Yosef says we learn a binin av the kol haTorah kula. You're not allowed to feed Yisurin to a cotton, to an Isser, Safinin. It's like feeding. The question is whether there's an Isser Safinin by Yisur Drobonim. That's a big machlekes Ramam Rashba as to whether there's an Isser of Safinin on Yisur Drobonim. For example, I think the Marashtam has a tshuva. Are you allowed to feed your baby who had fleshiks within 6 hours milchiks? Aye, 6 hours. 6 hours. But he's a cotton. He's a baby. She's a baby. But still, I'm feeding them in Issa Drobonim. Is that considered to be Mutter or Asr? So that's a big machlekes Ramam Rashba. The Machaber and Simon Shinman Gimel or Achayim is Machmir and is din of Safinin, even by Issa Drobonim, the Poshib Shah. This might speak to what the Gener din of Chinuch is. There's a very beautiful sefer called Avnei Shoyim, who has a beautiful shikotara, what the Gener din of Chinuch is. Why do we, Daniel, do it? Why do we do Chinuch? Why do we do Chinuch Lamaisa? So the two approaches. What are the two approaches? Either to make sure that when they become gedolim, they know how to do it, or to make sure they don't look like goyim. Those are the two approaches to one chinuch is. It's possible to suggest, halach l'maisa, it's possible to suggest that when we talk about this din of safina in l'maisa, does it apply to Yisur d'Rabbanan or not? So it might very well be, l'maisa, it could very well be that it might be enough, perhaps, to have them abstain from Yisurah D'Oraisa to make it seem like that they're Jewish and not Goyim. But if you say the point of Chinuch is to make sure they know what to do when they become Gedolim, they have to know what to do on everything, both D'Oraisa and D'Rabbanan. So it could be a lot of nafkaminas, the two approaches aren't really our topic, but that's how we get the simon, our simon. You're not allowed to place a coin cotton in the cemetery because you're feeding them. Feeding him in Isser. And those are one of the three Isserim that the Gemara mentions beferish that we make a binin after call it Torakul. Yes, Yoni?
Safinim applies to kids below age of Chinuch, right?
Yes, well said. The whole issue of Chinuch about whether Yigil Chinuch, Loi Gil Chinuch, that's Legabe what Chinuch, but Legabe Safinim it'll apply even if the kid is one. Correct.
Okay.
Even if the kid's one day. Correct. Well said. Very good point.
It won't be taller than that.
No, it's not taller than what age the boy is or girl. Excellent. Excellent horror. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
Where's
the Mechaber Machner on this? Shin Mem Gimel, an Orach Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos. Shin Mem Gimel. Okay, let's continue now, guys. Okay? Simen Shinayim Gimel. So there's a major machloikis between the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur quotes it. What happens if the cotton goes on his own to the cemetery? I'm a mechuyv to pull him out of there. The coin cotton. So the Rambam writes, a gadol is not mitzuvah to do this. Wants to do it on his own, gezuter hey. And the Tur writes, you're still at your mechuyv to get him out of there. Machloikus Rambam Tur. Okay? We basically pask an ein beis mitzuvah lafrisho. So the pashtus l'maisa would be like the Rambam. But the Tur says not that way. If he wants to be in time himself, Mitzuvah Lafrisha. The Tur says, Lamaisa, not that way. The Tur seems to be saying, Basis Mitzuvah Lafrisha. Kura Pashav Shad, you say like the Rambam. The Tur in that same piece points out that if a coin is any mason, if a coin has one of his seven relatives that died, it's mutter for the God of the seven relatives. When I say mutter, are you obligated? Let's say you have a guy who says, you know what, I don't know, he didn't have such a good relationship, he says, with one of his parents, God forbid. He's a kohen. He says he doesn't want to be Tom Lemes. What do we tell a guy that has such an attitude? You know what we tell him? You're mechuyev to be Tom Lemes. You're mechuyev to be Tom Lemes. And if he doesn't want to, we metam in bal korcha. We force him to go to the funeral. That's what the Tur writes. Al pi alochan. An isha kohenis. Let's say an isha. An isha that's a kohenis lomaisa, she's mitzuvah l'tam l'kroidim. She's mitzuvah. Let's say a bas koyin, halacha lomaisa. She's mitzuvah l'tam. There's no dinner, no iser for a bas koyin to mitam l'kroidim. Halacha lomaisa. She's mitzuvah. That's the sheet of the Rosh, the Nigun L'Rambam. There might be an Indian, maybe the Rambam says there might be an Indian, she's not Mechuyiv Natu, but the Rosh says she's Mechuyiv Metam L'Meis. Ram says it's a Kiyum, maybe she doesn't have to, but according to the Rosh, the Torah follows the Rosh and Mechuyiv. And this brings us to the next Nakuda, which is a fascinating dispute. And when a Kohen has to be Metam L'Meis for Levaya, what is the scope of that Heter? Let's say, could it be a shomer of his loved one, which is not Letzorah Kfura? See, anything that's Letzorah Kfura, obviously that's Mutter, Letam L'Meis. But if it's not Letzorah Kfura L'Meis, what's the din? So the Torah writes, Halacha L'Meis, that for any of the Shiva Krovim that a Kohen can be Metam for, it's a Hutra, Ad Stimus Agoyla. Bein Letzorah Kfura, Bein Shalol Letzorah. I'm not sure if we should say it's a Hutra, but it doesn't have to be Letzorah Kfura. Even if to be a shomer, you could do it. And the Trumas Adeshin writes, Halacha L'Meis, the Trumas Adeshin writes, a Kohen that's a Meis L'Meis B'Shabbos, and it's Mutl B'Bizoyon, it's mutter maker I didn't to what? To go to the oihel. It's mutter to go to the oihel. And metamet lo amanas l'shomra. That's considered to be l'tzorah kfur. It's considered to be l'tzorah kfur al pia halacha l'maisa. So if he's a shomer on Shabbos, it's mutter. And Taisim Sochim, if you look at the Taisim Shans, says it's only mutter l'tamet l'rak l'tzorah kfur amamish. And you should be machmer on this, the Truma Sadeshin writes, and you shouldn't be the shomer. You shouldn't be the shomer. So once you get that major machlokes and rishonim as to the getter din of a coin being matam l'krovim, is it only l'tzorah kfura even shalol l'tzorah? So the Torah writes the span of time that a coin is matam is only at stimus agoyl, and the Rashb and the Chuvish says, let's say you're going to bury the loved one on das to exhume him, he's mutter matam at stimus goyl sheni. Okay, the whole period of time you're going to bury him in one place and go to another place. That whole period is considered to be mutter al pidin alach lamaisa, mutter al pidin to metami until the second burial. Now lamaisa, let's take this even a nekuda viter. Let's say at the levaya, you're going to the levaya, the kohen to one of the shiva krovim, can while he's on his way be metami to other mason, or should he be careful not to go near other graves? So, if you look in the Gemara in Nazar and Menbeis and Medbeis, it says Lahecholoi, B'mishena Mechulu, Yotze Zeshu Mechulu V'Oimed. So the Torah says, oh, take the Gemara on face value. As long as you have a heter to metamel your own mace, it's mutl tam legam l'mesim acherim. But once the levai is done, obviously it's also metamel l'mesim acherim. That's why the min gets to Bekuanim, the edge of the Bezakfaris, so that when they're done with the crew, they can just walk right out. They don't have to walk through the cemetery. And plus the fact they want to visit, they can visit on the outside the fence. They, you know, because you're not allowed to get within Dalai Lama's. That's the Torah sheet. However, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Halacha L'Maisa, amazing shita, for that whole day of the Levaya, you can walk through the Besak forest and you can metame other mason. Even after what? Even after the Levaya of the relative. For that yom, you have a heter. And the Beis Yosef is stark that the halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam. All the other Rishonim are chalik on him, and once the levai is done, you're not allowed to be metamei. Now, what about lemaisa for a mace that, God forbid, that is not shalom? Let's say a leg was cut off in while he was killed, or an arm was cut off, Rachmana Litzlan. So the Gemara writes in Nazar and Gimel and Medbeis, Nikta Roshul Shal Aviv, if his father was decapitated, Rachmana Litzlan. What's the din? Is Eina Mitame Lo, says the Gemara. He cannot go to his Levaya. My Taima Lo Ovid, Bizman Shu Shalim, Lo Bizman Shu Chasr. You're Mitame if your Ovid is, if your Ovid is in a Shalim state. If he's Chasr, no. So the Tur and the Beis Yosef quote, most of the Rishonim say that it's also for a coin to Mitame to his seven relatives if he's Chasr L'Acher Misa. Meaning to say that his head was cut off, Lamaisa. Let's say his head was cut off after the Misa. After the Misa, they want to tie him. What happens if his head was cut off to kill him? What if his head was cut off to kill him? I think it means Lacher Misa, no? If he was killed in that vein, then they would agree that he committed Tame. But let's say after Lamaisa, he died, if someone cut his head off, after he was dead. So in that situation, Rov Rishonim said that Kohen cannot be Mitame. You follow me? And as if he was killed through the decapitation, then okay. Then he can be Metavla Mesa. That's one of his seven relatives. But if after the Mesa guy died, someone chops his head off after he's a Mesa, the Kohen cannot be Metame. Rachmana Litzlan, if such a thing happened. Talk about Bizoyan Mesa. Can't get a greater case of Bizoyan Mesa than that. So the Ramban in the Beis Yosef says, Allah Lamaisa, before we get to the Ramban, the Rif is quoted in the tour that it's mutter Lamaisa for a coin to Metamil etzim kisa'orami aviv, even though it's chaser. Mutter lakoin letamil etzim kisa'orami aviv. You know what etzim kisa'orami means? A bone the size of a barley seed. If that's from the coin's father, you can be Metame. That's the Shitas Arif. And the Ramban says, what's going on here? That can't be. You can't be Metame for Adam Chasser. So the Ramban is doicha very strong with the Rif from the Gemara. And not Metame la Adam Chasser. So the Rush writes, Allah Lamaisa, the Rush writes in the Beis Yosef, that which the Rif says, that your Metame lets him Kisaora, he meant on the way back. Please get that. He meant on the way back. What do you mean on the way back? After he went to his father's Levaya, Lamaisa. When he was shulim, when he went to the Levaya, somehow they missed, maybe in the Tahara, they missed that there was a bone the size of a barley, and therefore, could he be metame for that barley? Yes, he could. That's all the Rif meant. The Rif didn't mean, Lamaisa, that, 10 months later, after the Abba was nifter, you found a piece of the mace and it's etzim kisayri. That he didn't mean at all. So that was the pshat in the Rif. Bottom line is the Beis Yosef passes the Grover Lishonim against the Rif, and the Ramban's chiluk is Ladina. Let's get it. The Ramban's chiluk is Ladina. That there's a difference between let's say a father lost his finger while he was alive, and then he dies. Is it koyim etamim to that father? Of course, because he was nechser michayim. Please get that distinction. He lost his limb when he was alive. Then he dies. We don't consider that to be a chesaron. I mean, it's a terrible thing, he lost his finger, but legabi vis-a-vis Hilchos Tumah is gone, and it's mutter from Mitame. If, however, he lost it after Misa, then you cannot be Mitame lo. If he lost it after Misa, you cannot be Mitame lo, Halacha lo Maisa. Now, what happens if someone is killed? What happens if someone is killed, al pidin? Someone's murdered, God forbid, can a Kohen be Mitame to his seven relatives that was killed? The Kolbo says b'shem Rashmi Avira that a Kohen is not allowed to metamit to his relative who was killed, because being killed is considered to be chaser. Amazing chiddush. Please get it. The Kolbo b'shem Rashmi Avira says quoted in the Beis Yosef. Okay, we'll see how we paskin in these shilas, but we're getting the background of the Rishonim. What is the definition of chaser? So the Rabbeinu Yechiel says rak b'kedeshin enatol minachai v'yomus nikra chaser. That means if you take if you take a portion away from his body, then he would die. That's a big, big definition of what chaser is. And the Rabbi Yosef says no one agrees with that. Most don't agree with this definition. But Pashup Shad in the Sugya is even Etzim Kisaira is called chaser. Wow. Even if he's losing like an Etzim Kisaira, that's enough to be considered a chaser person. Okay, let's get to the dinim now. Halacha lemaisa. Let's get to the psak and all these background questions. Let's go. Shinayin Gimel Sif Aleph. The Rama writes, it's also to place a coin cotton in a cemetery. No doubt. What happens if he goes in on his own? Are you mechuyev to take him out? So here you have Yoni Schiluk. If he's a Gil Lechinuch, you got to take him out of the Besak forest. If he's not a Gil Lechinuch, you can leave him in there. That's what the Shach says in Sifkot Aleph, and the Taz in Sifkot Yud Aleph. That's where your chiluk comes up if he went in himself. The Aguda, Sefer Aguda, quoted that if he's a gil lechinuch, your mitzvah to take him out. Pischei Tshuva and Sifka Nahal says, I'm not sure what the pshat in the Rambam is. Yeshli stopeg. Tumas krovim, according to the Rambam, is because of what? What is tumas krovim because of? Because of Avelis. So since it's because of Avelis, a cotton is not a bar Avelis. We said, ain't chinuch la Avelis. So halacha lomaisa. It's an interesting shiloh. I want you to get this. He has a suffix. Could a coin cut and go to his father's Leviathan? The whole point of being mitame is because of what? Is atz avelis. But a cut doesn't have to do avelis. So a cut's not a bar avelis. Who says you should go to the Leviathan? The Suffolk and the Pisgei Tshuva here, Shinai and Gimel Sufkot and Aleph. Think the many is that we allow. Think the many is that we allow, but it's an interesting Suffolk. Okay. Let's get to the next subtopic of how we paskin. What about the Tumoth? Can he be a Shomer for his father or one of the seven relatives? It's not Letzorach Kfur. So in Shulchan Aruch and Sifhei, he says, Stam and Yeh Shomer. The Stam is, his Metam Afilu Shalol Letzorach. You can be a Shomer Ames. It's kind of like a Hutra or an expanded version of the Heter. And the Yeh Shomer says, you're only allowed to what? Be a Shomer Letzorach Kfur. We know the famous rules in Shulchan Aruch, Stam Yeh Shomer, Halach Ke what? Halachik is Stam. Therefore, Halach Lamaisi shouldn't be a Shomer. He should not be Metami himself, Shalol Tzar Kfur. Okay? The Ramah says, Nachon Lahachmir, and therefore we're only Tzar Kfur is a Mutter, Halach Lamaisi to be Metami. What's the Nafke mean it? So we said, if a Mace is Munach B'Shabbos, could it be a Shomer that it won't be Mutter B'Bezoyim? According to the Machaber, it's Mutter, even because despite the fact it's not Mamash Kfur, but according to the Ramah, it's Aser. At least the Yeh Shomer, at least the Mechleis Mechaber Ramah, the Stam and the Mechaber is Mutter Shalol Tzar Kfur. The Ramah says it's Aser. So that's the bottom line, Halacha Lamaisa, that according to Ramah would be Aser. It's interesting. You look at the Nekudas at Kesef, and then Nekuda he says the Halacha is like the Mechaber. So it's boils down to me Mechleis Ramah and the Shach Al Pidin. Could he be a Shomer? And if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkot and Dal, he quotes the Nesivis. Who's the Nesivis? Was one of the Gadol Ador, if not the Gadol Ador, the Gon Milisa. He quotes the Gon Milisa in Sifkot and Dalet, the Pishech, the Nesivis, and the Nesivis mattered it, Al-Pidin. He mattered it. He mattered a Kohen, Halach Lamaisa, even during the weekday, it was Yom Chol to be in a bias, a mace, because it was his father. Either other guys in the house taking care of the mace, still he allowed it. So he was siding with the Shach that it was like a Hutra, or a more expanded Hetman. So let's get that psak of the Gon Milisa. Okay, what about the scope of Tumah? How do we paskin on that? I'll be din. The scope of Tumah and Sivvav. It's Mutter to Mitame all the way out to Yestimus Agoyle. Right? And the Ramah says, well, if you have in mind the Birim a second time, it's Mutter all the way until the second time. So the Shach points out that Machlek, as we mentioned, I think twice already, this will be the third time. There's a Machlek Rashi of Minatam. We've mentioned what the Getter Adin Yestimus Agoyle was. What is Stimus Agel that ends Aninus begins Avelis? So the Rashi writes it's a closing of the coffin. Rabbi Natam writes it's placing the kever where? In the tomb. So the Shach brings this up again, Nachamu. In Sifkot and Yeral, if he points out, the Bach passes like Rashi that the closing of the Aron is called Stimus Agel. And the, according to the Ravan Shan Rashi, if you close the coffin in the house, Allah, that's called Stimus Agol. If that's called Stimus Agol, you know what happens? The coin's also to be Metam Lameis. If you're going to take that definition of Stimus Agol, then once that's done, the coin's also to be Metam. So the Shah comes along, and I want you to get this. This is tucked away in Shinai and Gimel. Not so well known, this Shah. But the Shah says the Pshat and Shittas Rashi is very interesting. It is the closing of the coffin, but it's only when the coffin is put in the Adama, when it's put in the Kever. And it's so soon. That's called Stimus Agol. So I'm thinking to myself, once you say that shot in Rashi, so what's the difference between Rashi and Tisus? It's pretty poshut in the looking soup is the way it's presented. It's a Machlis Rashi Tisus. So the Shachar and Shinai and Gimel, Lamais and Sifkot Yud Aleph, touches this shot of Rashi. So if you say like this, Halach Lamaisa, Fize Nistam Aaron the Baisman, Mismarim Gamma Pesh Kamino Matami Achi Yistam Mekevim. So I'm thinking to myself, what's the difference between the two? So you have to say the difference is as follows. According to Rashi, as long as it's placed in the kever, Lamaisa, and you close it up, Lamaisa. But according to the Binatam, isn't that the same? Isn't that the same, Halach Lamaisa? Once you touch Rashi, like, how is that different than the Binatam? That's my kasha, Lamaisa. It's hard to say, because if you look in the Binatam, is you put a boulder on the kever. Put a stone on the kever. So maybe that's the slight difference. According to Rashi, the Shachs and Rashis, when you would steam it's closed, Skiris are, and you close the R and you put it in the Adoma, and you close up the Adoma. So isn't that what Rabbeinu Tam said? Rabbeinu Tam says you got to put a stone on the kever. But if I'm not mistaken, the end of that Dicing Subas, he says nowadays, let's say you wouldn't put a stone on the kever. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's done. You know what I'm saying? It's still called steam as a kever. So maybe according to Shach, you got to put a rock on it, Lamaisa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, in that scenario, at what point does it happen?
According to Rabbeinu Tam, he says that Stimus Argoil is putting the boulder on the kever, putting the stone on the kever. So I'm saying maybe that's the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Rashi's putting in the kever and the Adam and bearing. Rabbeinu Tam is putting the stone on. But if you look at the Tosfos, Tosfos says in the end of that Tosfos, if you don't do it, of course it's still Stimus Argoil. So then what's the difference in Rashi Tosfos? The shock in the beginning of the piece just points out that Rabbeinu Tam says, Rashi is covering the Aron, Rabbeinu Tam says the stone on top of the kever. But you go through the whole piece in the shock, he says the Rashi, the pshat is when you put a bad domit. When you put a bad domit. He says, Shistim akisi Aron bekever. Then what's the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? So maybe there's a slight difference. Put a rock on. Maybe you can say it a little bit like this. Maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, you got to fill it up. Maybe according to Rashi, you have to fill it up. Whereas as long as you put it in the ground and you cover it a little bit, that's enough. According to Rashi, we call it steam as a goal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you got to completely seal it. Maybe. Okay. So Lamaisa comes out that's the tumus all up to that point. Okay. Now what about Siv Zion, Lagabe Shar Krovim? I'm sorry, the Shar Mason. The guy's going to his Leviah for his father, came in the time of the other Mason in the middle. So it's Usr, says Siv Zion. Therefore, a Kohen has to be careful to be buried at the end of the Bisak Forest in order that he's not in the time of the other Mason when he goes for his parents or his seven relatives. So the Machaber holds it's definitely Usr. And the Ramah says, the Leviah is done, it's Usr to walk through the cemetery. But Kolzman, your Osk Mace, it's Mutter the Matam Lo the Mason. It's Mutter the Matam Lo the Mason. So you see Beferish that the Mechaber writes, it's us in Matam and what? The Shar Mason, Al Pi Din. And he's got to be careful not to Matam the Shar Mason, Beshash and Nichlis. But the Ramah says that's only after you finish the Levi. While you're being Osk, it's Mutter the Matam the Shar Mason. So what's the Machlek's Mechaber Ramah? So let's get it. Shach and Sivkot Yud Beis says the following Cheshbin. He says, there is no itzer in going to the Bezek Forest, Mikra Adin, even if you're Tamil Acherim, because that's considered to be Yosek B'meis. The question is, Tamil Meis is once you have what finished, bearing your loved one, L'mais, you're leaving the Bezek Forest, what's the din? The Mechaber writes, Allah L'mais, the Etzam Alich is Aser, because came to actually Monomikach, you could go through the Eitzah, which is written in the Shulchan Aruch. So it comes out that according to the Ramah, there's no itzer in actually going to the Besek Forest, because even if you're mentamil others, during that time period, we consider it to be like it's a hutcha because you're osking your mace. The only problem is, according to the Ramah, when you're leaving the cemetery after it's done. And according to the Mechaber, it's not really true. The actual going is osir, because l'maisa, you don't have to go in there. So it turns out to be this machleik is reshoinim, alach l'maisa, machleik is tur. Allah Almighty, the tour said, "Bisman shekoyin mutter, it's mutter time la'acherim." Once after, the Ramah records the tour. But according to the Mechaber, Allah Almighty, seems to be that the etzem alich is going to be a problem. The etzem alich is going to be a problem. Allah Almighty, the Allah is not like Rabbeinu Tam that after it's mutter for the whole day, and it's going to be also. So the way the shach seems to be masbrit. The actual going is a problem. If you look at that shock, it's a konyid base. That's the way he wants. Chenir dasim chaber, nochel lachem kesvarazu. There's no iser ba'alichid because you're also going to mace the whole time. He says there is an iser ba'alichid, and you shouldn't be what? You shouldn't do it. Even the alichas asalosiv tumu, because you could do it at the end of the basic course. What do you have to do it for? Why do you have to do it? Put it in the end of the basic course. So it's a machleis b'chaber amor. Is it allowed to what to be metamel the shar mesa? Why you doing the mechaber says also the ramah says mutter. What about mei shalom? That subtopic and sif tes it says 2 days. Shulchan Aruch says you only can metamel mei shalom. There's no difference whether it's chasar mechaim or chasar mesa. It doesn't make a difference. I don't care if he lost a finger or what while he was alive, or if he lost a finger after he was dead and someone chopped it off. You're not only can metamel mei shalom. However, Lamaisa, that's the first day in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes. Then he quotes a second day and says, if he lost a finger while he was alive, and then he dies, it's mutter to metamele. If, however, it was cut off after he was dead, then it's asur metame. The Ramah does quote Yeshomer, and the Ramah does quote Yeshomer. If a guy is killed, what's the din? If a guy's killed, what's the din? Yeshomim ain't in the time of horror came with Shanikra Chaser. Hinochim Lahachmir. The Ramah quotes Yeshomim Rachman Latsan. If someone of the seven relatives is killed, he shouldn't go to Leviah. And he says, Nochim Lahachmir. So the Rebbe Vadia writes in the Alki Yosom and Reish Peos Gimel, the Chisorin Abram Michaim, he lost a finger while he was alive, that's not a Chisorin. And Rebbe Moshe in your day, Chelek Alf Sim Reish Nun Alf, and the Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Tes Simen Mem Ches, he says, what about an integral, let's say a guy, God forbid, had to lose an organ inside. I don't know, let's say he had his spleen taken out, Rahman al Islam. What's the din in such a case? Is that considered to be Chosr? No. An internal loss is not called a chisaron. Please get it. Even lachar misen. Even lachar misen. What do I mean? Even lachar misen. Let's say after an autopsy, after the guy died, his kid, something was taken out. His spleen was taken out after he was died, but not while he was alive. That's also not chasr. Any internal organ that was removed, a spleen, let's say after he died, also not does not make the guy a chasr. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Okay. That's Simon Shinai and Gimel. Let's give the Simon Shinai and Dalit. Let's get to it. Okay. What about the din of the Meis Mitzvah? So the Torah quotes, Kohen is Mitzvah, Litan, the Meis Mitzvah. Hagdaras Meis Mitzvah. What's the definition of a Meis Mitzvah? Get a din of a Meis Mitzvah. Let's get it. If you find his body and majority of his spinal column together, Rosh of Arubo, his head and majority of his body, or you find his spinal column. The Rabban and the Rosh say, if you find a mace on the way and there's no one to bury him, we mark a shemotzo, and from where you find him, you're not able to call anyone else, that's called a what? That should help you. That's called a mace mitzvah. Mace mitzvah is kind of a kind of. Meis mitzvah should be buried at the place where you found it. Al pi din. It's kind of the arba amos. Al pi alochet. It's kind of the arba amos, the 6 feet. Tysus and Ksubis Yitzayinim and Aleph points out the story of the Bikivit. I think it's a Meseches Der Zuta. That he found a meis mitzvah, he carried it on his back many miles and he buried it. And he comes to his Rebbeim, Rebbe Elazar of Yeshua, and he says, Rebbe, look what I did. You know what they told him? They said, every step of the way, you're a chayiv misa. On that. Whoa! Imagine that? Do you think Rabbi Kiva went off the derrick for that? No, he didn't. He became the God of Ador. Right? You know, this day and age, you didn't compliment me. You didn't compliment me. You know what I'm saying? Of course, in this day and age, it's different. But Rabbi Kiva didn't go off the derrick. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that? I said in the drush, the guy's in the shul. I said, you know, he's walking, he's carrying the mace, and he's telling Rabbi Elazar Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar Yeshua said, what are you doing? What are you doing? May Smith is Kona Makomo. You buried him in the Dalet Amis. You could have said many shurim during that time. That's what he meant to say. There's two messages here. You see, number one, Rabbi, you may Rabbi keep it strong. You didn't go, you know, and be, you know, Musar on that. You know, that's number one. But number two is that, you know, we don't necessarily draw up our own things of chesed. You have to follow halacha. Halacha prescribes the chesed. The halach is meis b'kayim, it's kind of arba amos. You don't bury it anywhere you want to bury it. It's two messages you see from there. So you see b'feirish, halach l'maisa, this is the definition. So what is the difference, and this is a very important hevdel, difference between tumul meis mitzvah and tumul l'kroivim. The Torah writes in Shinai and Dalet, l'kroivim you're not allowed to metame if he's chaser. At least after Misa, we had a big machlokes, right? At least after Misa, if it was chaser after Misa. Please get this. By Meis Mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference if he's chaser. Meis Mitzvah is mutter for your coin to metame, and it's a mitzvah latame, even if the guy's a chaser. So there's no din of chaser by Meis Mitzvah. You bury him, I'll be din. Okay? That's what the Torah writes here. Now, what is the definition that he needs tumas meis, is yeshlo called tzorko? Okay, what does that mean? That he needs people, he needs enough people to take care of him. So the Torah writes, if a meis has enough people to take care of him, then the Kohen should not get involved in the Leviathan. Now, what is the definition of enough people to take care of him? So please get this. The Torah points out if it's someone that taught Chumash and Mishnayis, there's no shear. If a person taught Chumash and Mishnayis, Lamaisa, not taught, I mean he learned. He learned Chumash and Mishnayis, there's no shear. Halach Lamaisa. Okay? If, however, Lomaisa No, if he taught Chumash and Mishnayos, there's no shira people. A Kohen always can do something. If he learned Chumash and Mishnayos, he didn't teach it, then there is a shira of 600,000 people. Okay? And then if he didn't learn anything, then 10 people. If he's a Nasi, he's a Nasi defendant, ain't no shira, the Kohen could involve himself. And for his Rebbe, it's the amount of people that are needed to what the metapa with the base. So this is, again, please get this, the definition of what is needed for you to say that the guy's not a mace mitzvah. So obviously the greater person you are involved in Torah, then the greater number it is, and therefore you could say the Kohen could play a role in the Levi and be metamic. Obviously we don't do this bisman hazeh, but I want you to know the dinim. Now we learned, I think, in the beginning, on the first day, Lamaisa, the Gemara Moikon Chavamis is Amemar, which lost a grandson, and it was Kara Lamaisa, and then when his son came in, he was, did Kriya again. Okay? So the Torah writes here, let's get it, that anyone you have to do Avelis on, you want to do secondary Avelis, that's fine, but it's got to be Bafonov. If it's Bafonov, that's fine. Shlo Bafonov, you don't do it. So this comes to the fore with the following. What about in-laws? Okay? We don't like the jokes. They're not pekavadik. People make jokes about in-laws. You know, it's not right. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, we said there's a chiv to respect, right? People make these jokes. It's not right, you know? Instead of in-laws, they say outlaws, right? It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to mechavi your in-laws. But this is not a Jewish thing to call them by their first names. Terrible thing. Allah Lamaisa. It's a zilzul in them. We have to be very, very careful of it. And I don't care. Lamaisa, no one had a worse father-in-law than David HaMelech. I mean, Shaul tried to kill him, right? And the Torah says that's the marker they have to show cover to your father-in-law, right? Even if he was trying to kill him, there's still a chiv, right? That's a big machlis machabra ma'av that avivim over Hashem is a chiv kibur aveim. That's a machlis we spoke about in the chabru and the kayul. But Lamaisa, you know, it's not a ben Torah. It shouldn't be like that. You should show great cover. It's a great schus. And this comes to the fore with the tour. The tour says a husband, Rachmana Litzlan, should actually have shiva, should be misabel on his in-laws, but not on one's wife's other relatives, not a brother-in-law, not a sister-in-law, but in-laws, yes. Conversely, a woman for her in-laws, this is a machlekes. The Rambam says only for her father-in-law and her mother-in-law. And the Ramban and the Rosh say, no, all her relatives, her sister-in-law, her brother-in-law, she should. Because the Chiyuv Kavod for the woman, for the husband, is amplified more. And therefore, the Ramban and the Rosh argue on the Rambam. In general, the Torah quotes from the Ramban that Lamaisa, this Avelis is real full-blown Avelis. Chalitzas Asandol, Shloshim, Giyutz, Tispiris. That's Dafke Bifnei Krovo, Be'er Acheris, we're not Mechuyiv. Nowadays, we do away with this. The Torah quotes from the Rosh and the Ramban. Kayom, we don't do any of this Avelis because we assume that it's anchored on Kavod of the Karov, and we assume they're Mochel on the Kavod, and therefore the Minig is to be Mekel Al Pidin. And we say when it came to Kriya, it was a higher problem because of Baltashus. Okay, what about Avelis on a Katan Rachmana Litzlan? So the Torah writes that for the first 30 days, if the Katan died, we're not misabel on a tinik. Unless you know it's a full-term pregnancy, then we're misabel if the baby died before shloshim. But I want you to get this. The Torah writes there's no shura, chmonel etzlan, such a case, and there's no birkas avelim, and there's no tanchumin lavelim, ad lacher shloshim yom. So, no maise, if it was kulo chadashov, and the baby dies within 30, then the din is, there is a din of shiva, of course, but there's no shura, and there's no birkas avelim tadchunu avelim lamaisa until it would live till after 30 days. This is talking about it was a healthy baby, let's say rachmana litzlan, situation of sids, God forbid, rachmana litzlan, where the baby died, I don't know why it died. So if that happened within 30, rachmana litzlan, so the din would be there would be a full shiva, but there would be no shura the beis akvaris, and there would not be birkas avelim. We don't really do the birkas avelim. We said bismanazeh, and tanchumi avelim would not be until after shloshim, which is a strange din, but that's what it says in the Torah. A don't know, it says the Ain Birkas Avelin, the Ain Tadchume Avelin, Yom. Okay, I don't know if I thought the meaning is that they are Menachem Mamais in such a case. All right, and that's what the Torah writes. What about Avelis Rachmon Litzlan on a Rav, on a Rebbe? So you have to be knowing all Dini Avelis and Avelis Yom Echad. Beis Yosef says there's a Din Aninis. You don't eat pots, you don't drink wine, but you do say brachas, and you have zimunim, and mixes yom kakula would apply. So, this is, as I said, we don't really do this unless it's with the Gadol Hador. What about Avelis and the Nasi, the Sanhedrin? The Torah says you're not Mesabel at all, despite the fact that we are Metame. There is a Gemara, there's a Tyson Ksubis that, you know, that the Kohanim went to the Leviathu, Rabin HaKadosh. Let's get why. Why did the Kohanim go to Levi Rabin HaKadosh? Gemara says in the Ksubis, Tais says Kuftal and Beis, because Lamaisa, what generates Tumas Meis? The Malach HaMavis, the Neshika of the Malach HaMavis, says Rabin HaBachayim. But if you're dealing with a person that was in the Neshika Hashem, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and a Tzaddik, like Rabin HaKadosh, then Lamaisa, there was no Tumah that emerged from his goof. Amazing, no? And that's why the Rabbeinu Tam says in that Tyson Ksubis, it's interesting because we had another Machlis, Rabbeinu Chaim Kain and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Chaim Kain says on Rabbeinu Tam, if he could have gone to his Levaya, he would have went. He's a Kain, but he had no doubt that he did not die through the Malcham Mavis, but it was through the Eibishter. And therefore there was no generation of Tumah. You follow me? Amazing, no? So therefore, the Nasi, Al Pidin, there's no Avelis, because you're not related, but you would be Metamit for him. So the Nasi being exampled, we've been HaKadosh. The Beis Yosef said, Hashem the Kabbal, I call Onin Nala Nasi. There is Aninis. There will be Nisr Basr and drinking wine. There is a strange sheet of the Kabbal quoted in the Beis Yosef that says, hey, we're not Mesaba on a Bechor, Rechman al-Tzlan. Someone lost a Bechor, since they're Kedoshim LaShem Yisbarach. Interesting, no? Beis Yosef is doka this, and he says, not true. We are Mesabah Mecher. So let's get to the Psak on these subtopics that we did. Let's get to it. So the Mechaber writes here in Sifei, in Shinayin Dalet, he says, a ger that converts with his kids, let's say you have a non-Jewish family, the whole family, lock, stock, and barrel converts, and then there's a death, God forbid. What's the din? They're not Mesabah on each other. Ger Shinskarki Kanchanoladam. The Ramah says, well, that's all well and good if we assume all Avelis is the Rabbanon. But the Shach writes in Sifkot and Dalit that the Mordechai writes a Ger is Mesabah on his mother because according to the Shita, the Yom Rishon is Diraisa. So I want you to get that. If you hold Yom Rishon is Diraisa, you are Mesabah. And the Shach holds Ladina like the Ramah, that all Avelis is the Rabbanon, therefore not Mesabah even on the mother. So if they convert, Lamaisa, there's no Avelis. Shulchan Aruch and Siv Vav, regarding the secondary Krovin, says, Beferish, that anyone in Mesabal on, in Mesabal Imoy, but he says that's only if it's Lefanov. But Shaloba Fanov, there's no din of Avelis. And the Ramah says, nowadays we don't do this, we said, we're Moch on the Kavod. But I want you to get the Ramah that he did have a Chumrah. What was the Chumrah of the Ramah? He says, there is a Chumrah to be Mesabal on a Nifter, those that are Apostolatus, a brother-in-law, let's say. He says, such a din. He says, for the first week until the first Shabbos, if he died, let's say, God forbid, on a Wednesday, so until the Shabbos you observe, including the Shabbos, and you display a little bit of Avelis. You don't wash, you don't bathe. He's, according to Ramal Shittos, he says, you don't change into big day Shabbos, but a Shmur Rechoku, we don't do it all. This is a very big Chumrah. I want you to get that down. Ramal said, Psule Edis. Krove Karov, you know, we don't do the Mokhan the Kavod, but Psule Edis. You know, a brother-in-law, your apostle, ladies, too, he says he would be something up until the first Shabbos. So the Shach and Sifka and Vav says, I want you to get this, this is only Dafka Krovim Machmashir, but not through Kedushin. So I used a bad example, the brother-in-law. It has to be through Shir, not through marriage. Okay? So it has to be through Shir. So let's say it's an uncle, let's say. An uncle's apostle, ladies. So an uncle, though, is through Shir. Your father's brother, through you know, blood relative. So an uncle, Lamai says, it was Nifter, the Ramah has until the first Shabbos you do something. But if it was a brother-in-law through Kedushin, the Rosh Hashanah says no. So the Pesach Chuv and Sifkan Gibel says, the The same, the tshuvas, tshuva mi'ava, says as follows. Says an interesting chiddush. What's the chiddush? He wants the taina the following. He says, the pisuk tshuva shem, the tshuva mi'ava, he says, on eishes aviv that died, b'chaya aviv, let's say you have a stepmother. The stepmother dies, you have to be knowing a little bit of elus until Shabbos. Despite the fact she's not your natural mother, but out's covered to your father. While it's covered to your father, you should sit a little bit until the Shabbos. Until Motzoi Shabbos, he says. And the box says for Psul Edis that are Krogan, it's also going to suit Smith until Motzoi Shabbos. So it comes to the Chuvas Masas Bin Yomin. The Masas Bin Yomin says you can distinguish between Krogan Mikar Adin or between the ones that are Psul Edis. So I want you to get that. The ones that are Masabal Mikar Adin, you have to be noag avel and mamish. And you don't switch the begotten from Big Day Chol to Shabbos. Even mixes begotten. You don't bathe with hot water. But the ones that are not misaba maker adin, there is no chumrah of rechitzas chaman and switch to Big Day Shabbos. So get the distinction, choose masas bin yomim. If Rabbi misaba meitei krovehem, the ones that are maker adin, then there's a stickle of avelis lamaisa. And you noag avelis mamish. You're not machlif the begotten. Even mixes begotten, you're not rochitz b'chamin. But the ones that are not maker adin at all, then there's no inyan to be machan rochitzes chamin and switch to big day Shabbos. Now the Shach points out here, was working on the Shach Lamaisa in Sif Kotten Zion. The Shach basically says to those guys that you don't have to misab maker adin, then you shouldn't be machmer on bathing with hot water, you can be makel. But the guys here, Mimsav Mikradin, Lamais, you don't have to what? When I say Mikradin, I'm not talking about the Shiva Krov. I'm talking about the ones that are, you know, not Psuleidis, but the ones that are like our secondary Krov. He says, you shouldn't aser both for Mukhla Levish's Big Day Shabbos. You change a little bit. But he says, you follow the Minig of Akum. Okay. Says the Mechaber in Siftes, Rachmanu Litzlan, let's get it down in Siftes, Shinai and Dal, Siftes, the Mechaber, it's Rachmanu Litzlan. If you have twins that died, one of them died Tov Shloshim, Allah Lamaisa, one of them died Tov Shloshim, and the other died after Shloshim. So the Mechaber writes, the one who died after Shloshim is Ein Misablin Allah. So what's the Machlaik, what's the Taich in the Mechaber? So this is a major, major Machlaikis in the Mechaber. Okay? The Levush, the Taz and Sifkon Dal, the Shach and Sifkon Tes, say Beferish, they say Beferish, that you're not Misablin on either board. Either child, the one Tok Shloshim and the one after Shloshim. The one Tok Shloshim because it wasn't Shloshim, assuming it wasn't Kol Chadashim. And the second one because we assume that since the first one was an Eifel, we assume the second one was an Eifel as well. That's how the Taz quotes from the Levush. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, no, the Pshat in the Mechaber is that the first one you don't sit Shiva for because Tok Shloshim, the second one you sit Shiva for Alpidin, the Shach. Concludes like that, the Taz and the Bachmar Amins, that on the Rishon is Misavim, but the Sheni is Misavim. So the Shala had to read up Lamais, the Pshat, and the Mechaber. What about Avelis on a Rebbe, God forbid, on Nasi? So Rebbe that taught you Chachma, you know Igdini Aninis, but you say the Brachas in Mizamein, Chalitz and Sandal, and the Ramah says you have to Mishanim and Koimim Besaknesis, but only mixes Sayom, and the Taz writes from the Marshal. It's nacha not to drink or eat basar, not to drink wine or eat basar kol yom until after kvura. That's what the Taz says in Sifkot and Hay. What about Avelis al Nasi? So the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Aleph, Avish kol Tamin lo. Remember we said everyone goes to the Bezek Forest, look at Benach Kodesh, and Misavon lo. Even though everyone goes to the Bezek Forest, they don't do Shiva. And the last thing about Avelis on Ben Bechor, the Ramah quotes here in Sif Yud Aleph, where he's doich the minig, not to misabel on Ben Rishon, it's a minig tos. And nevertheless, the minig developed that the parents don't go after their firstborn boy that was died to the Beis HaKfaris. That they don't do. So even though obviously he said Shiva, but he said there is a minig not to go to the Beis HaKfaris, Shach and Sifka and Yalav says the halacha is like the Ramah, on the second son that dies, Rachman al-Zayn, you go to the Beis HaKfaris. Even if the Rishon was a nefer. But the first one, it seems the Ramah says, you don't go. Halacha l'mayis. But I think the minhag is you still go. The pashtis. But the Ramah does say what he says. The shrav of a minhag. That they don't go after Bnei Rishon le Beis HaKfaris. I believe the minhag is that you do. Halach Lamaisa, Rachmon Litzlan, we had a case. Yes, I went to the Levaya, where I think it was the, I don't know if it was the Bechor, though. I'm not sure if it was the Bechor. Gary Turkel, the Shomeshev and Aliyah Lamaisa. I'm not sure if it was the Bechor Lamaisa. But the Ramah does say that going to Bezak Faris Lamaisa, you don't go. But the Ben Shani, the Shach, says you go, even if the Risha was a Nefer. So, okay, so I think we finished all the Simonim. I think we did from Shin Mem with the help of HaKadosh Baruch and no one else, right? And you guys working, and it was able to teach the Ilchus Avedah Shin Mem to all the way of Tuf Gimel, I believe it is, we did, right? So the questions are very easy. I said 35 questions. Now, I think I'll write 18 out of 35. Does that make sense? That's pretty good. 18 out of 35, you get almost half. And so I'll be here bleeding that. I have a Levi. I think I'm going to have a Levi tomorrow. One of the guys in the shul's mom passed away. So I might have, I'll probably give it to Daniel to give out here, okay? And the booklets. If you don't want to take it now, but Scott's Honor. You know what Scott's Honor is? Obviously, you don't look at the questions. And if you're going to take it, keep it for yourself. You know, I don't want it to be distributed to guys so they should look at it, you know, and then take the bechina. It's not right. Because you can't look at the questions before you take it. So whoever is going to take it and keep it for yourself. And then, you know, you'll reveal it when you want to take it. Okay? All right, very good. Let's stop here. Let's get we need one guy from Mincha, correct? Let's see if we can find someone. Okay. Wonderful song. See if we can top a person.